This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow. Last year, we met the hominid Ardi, who lived in Africa 4.4 million years ago. Even more famous than Ardi, of course, is the star of the bunch, Lucy, a 3.5-foot-tall female who lived more recently in our evolutionary past, 3.2 million years ago. Well, this week, scientists added another individual to the family tree, Kadanumu, a 5-foot-tall male whom the scientists say is in Lucy's species. But he walked the Earth 400,000 years before her. And walking is the right word because it appeared that he stood and walked upright like Lucy, which is significant and which we'll talk about a little bit later. Because details about the Kadanumu appear in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. What can we learn from this new hominid skeleton? What is so significant about walking? Big Man, his name in English, Big Man. Joining us to talk about that is a guest, a member of the team that discovered Kadanumu. Yohannes Haile Selassie is the curator and head of the Physical Anthropology Department at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History in Ohio, and he joins us on the phone from Ethiopia today. Welcome to Science Friday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Where did you find this fossil?
This fossil was found in the Afar region of Ethiopia, like Lucy and Ardi. As you know, the Afar area is very rich in fossils of ancient human ancestors. So we kept looking for them in that area, and this is from a new study area called Waranzo-Mille, which we've been working on for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And he is how much of the skeleton did you actually uncover?
We have as much as Lucy's, but what the difference is, in Kadanumu we have specimens that were unknown from Lucy previously. Some of the elements that we have for Kadanumu are also more complete than were for Lucy. For example, we have a complete shoulder plate, which was unknown for Lucy's species, Australopithecus afarensis, and we also have more rib bones, which will enable us to reconstruct the rib cage of this species of Lucy. So in terms of the percentage, the amount of specimens recovered, they would be about the same, but we have more information from this new individual. Kadanumu is also 400,000 years older than Lucy.
And you feel that this is the same species as Lucy?
This is the same species as Lucy, because what we did was, since Lucy is also as complete as Kadanumu, we compared those two specimens, and what we found out is that their difference is merely a size difference and also a sex difference. Otherwise, in terms of their detailed shapes of their bones, they're the same. And what we can learn from this is that Kadanumu actually shows us that advanced upright walking, human-like walking, has actually evolved long before than most of the anthropologists thought.
Much, much older, it looks like.
Yes.
And
older than Lucy.
Older than Lucy.
Yes.
But you're missing the skull. Couldn't you learn a lot more if you had the teeth and the skull and things like that?
If we had the teeth and the cranium, of course, people wouldn't have doubted our assignment of Kadanumu to Australopithecus afarensis, which is Lucy's species, because traditionally most of the classification is based on teeth and the cranium. However, we did not find the head or the teeth of Kadanumu, but what we had from below the neck was enough to put it into Lucy's species, Australopithecus afarensis.
Mm-hmm. And how does this change the picture of what you think about hominids now?
Well, many anthropologists in the past thought that Lucy was not fully adapted to upright walking, and this was because of her small legs and also the overall size of Lucy being small indicated to those anthropologists that Lucy probably was not fully adapted to upright walking. But in Kadanumu, what we're seeing, even being 400,000 years older than Lucy, is that its legs and body proportions show very human-like proportions, and Kadanumu was actually able to walk very close to the way modern humans walk. So this is the skeletal evidence for what we previously had as footprints from Laetoli in Tanzania, which are also dated to about 3.6 million years ago. So the human-like advanced upright walking is not something that came later in our evolution, as people thought previously. Now we have, with Cardanomu, we have good evidence that very advanced upright walking actually evolved as early as 3.6 million years ago, if not earlier. Mm-hmm. So that's a big breakthrough for what in paleoanthropology.
Now, we keep hearing so much about how close humans are to chimps. Does this tell us anything about the skeleton, about how much different we are than chimps?
Humans and chimpanzees are closely related, genetically speaking. However, what we've learned, not only from Cardanomu, but also from Ardi, is that chimpanzees have evolved so much since the split from the common ancestor they shared with us. So this is reflected in their bony anatomy. And, of course, when we look at Cardanomu's shoulder blade, or what we call the scapula, it has so many features that are shared with gorillas than to the exclusion of chimpanzees. So what that tells us is that some of our body parts, like the shoulder area, are very primitive. They did not evolve that much because some of them are even shared with gorillas. So chimpanzees, since the split, have evolved so much in a very different way. But genetically, as we know, they're very closer to us than the gorillas are. So that's what we learned from Ardi, that chimpanzees have evolved so much and that they cannot be used as the models to reconstruct, the common ancestor they shared with us.
Mm-hmm. When Lucy was discovered, it was thought that because of her skeleton, she spent a lot of time in trees. But now this would seem to say that she didn't. I mean, this is an older one who walked upright and did not.
The reason why people thought Lucy would spend a lot of time on trees is because of her small size, and also her small body frame is actually what made her arms longer, like apes.
Right.
And people would assume that since she also had curved fingers, they would assume that she was probably spending more time in trees than on the ground. But what we're learning from Cardanomu, which is even 400,000 years older than she is that afarensis, her species, was in fact adapted to a fully advanced by upright walking as early as 3.6 million years ago. So those previous interpretations of Australopithecus afarensis based on Lucy were probably misinterpretations based on her small size and also her shorter legs. But that was not proportionally short. It's just they were absolutely short.
Mm-hmm. Was it possible, and people always want to know this, and we have a couple of tweets coming in asking this, was it possible to extract any DNA from these samples?
These bones are too old to extract DNA from them. I think we've been able, in paleoanthropological studies, we've been able to extract DNA from ancient fossils only as old as about 30,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anything beyond that is less likely to yield any DNA evidence because all the organic material of these bones have already been entirely replaced by minerals. So the chances of getting DNA from specimens like Cardanomu or Lucy, which are older than 3 million years, is very rare.
Mm-hmm. There was a discovery of some footprints, about 30 years ago that no one could really identify because they were so big. Does this seem to fit in now that that you've discovered this specimen?
I'm sure you're talking about the Laetoli footprints
yes.
that I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
These are 3.6 million-year-old footprints from Laetoli in Tanzania. And, of course, those footprints clearly showed a human-like foot with the big toe connected to the other toes, unlike Ardi. So that indicated perfect bipedalism as early as 3.6 million years ago, but we did not have the sort of partial skeleton evidence for it until the discovery of Cardanomu. So Cardanomu sort of complements those footprints that were found in 1979, which is 30-some years ago.
There have been some skeptics, some scientists, other paleontologists who are saying, until you get the cranium, until you get the teeth, we're not going to be able to be sure how close this is to Lucy. Is that something you'll be looking for now?
I don't think we're going to be able to find the head or teeth of Cardanomu, but the one thing that we have to know is the use of head and teeth traditionally to put specimens into a certain taxon is like traditional. But coarse panel elements can also give us a lot of information and indicate taxonomic, you know, affinity. For example, if you look at Ardi's foot, okay, by itself, nobody would have put that into Australopithecus afarensis, because afarensis doesn't have a foot like that. So that foot by itself, because of the morphology it has, could be diagnostic without the head. So it's not necessarily that we can't put both kind of elements into a taxon, because if we have good comparative material like Lucy, we can actually compare them to existing postcranial elements and determine their taxonomy. So that's exactly what we did. Some of the critics, in fact, said, well, there is a species called Kenanthropus platyops from about 3.5 million years ago. And those skeptics or critics said, why didn't you guys consider putting into Kenanthropus platyops? But, of course, Kenanthropus platyops is known only from a head, a crushed head. And there is no way that we can compare postcranial elements with a head. It's totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
So the only appropriate comparative material we had was Lucy and her species remains that we have from sites such as Hadar, which is one of the best sites for Australopithecus afarensis, including Lucy. So what we did was we used the available comparative material. We looked at the shape and form of these bones. We compared it with Lucy particularly, and Kadanumu was very much like Lucy, except for the size and sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for staying up late and taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome.
Good luck
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for having me here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Yohannes Haile Selassie talking with us from Ethiopia about this new discovery of Kadanumu. He's curator and head of physical anthropology at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History in Ohio. We're going to take a break. Afterwards, come back and talk about building lungs, actual lungs in a beaker in the laboratory. They're doing it for rats, at least. We'll talk about the matrix. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Science Friday from NPR.